Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
At the 45th annual March for Life rally in Washington, D.C., in a historic moment, President Donald Trump became the first president to speak live to the March for Life via a live video feed from the Rose Garden. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, there were hundreds of thousands of people there gathered from all over the country. Many of them, a large number of them, frankly, young people, surrounded by these young people, President Donald Trump in the Rose Garden spoke live via video feed to the hundreds of thousands, frankly, millions of people around the country and even the world who were watching for this historic moment.
Yeah, and Matt, as you know, my wife Sarah and I were there for the event. We were right up by the main stage and the Jumbotron. You mentioned the young people. That was an observation we made. I would say that the crowd was probably two-thirds millennials, yeah. And that's not an exaggeration. And this is a crowd.
And you never hear that in the mainstream media. In fact, you don't even hear that on Fox News.
No, their bias is so clear through omission, through what they don't tell you. You know, the very next day they had the so-called Women's March, with just a handful by comparison, a tiny handful of women out there yelling profanities and celebrating abortion and promiscuity and other things, a liberal function that the media covered from the morning to night. But at the March for Life, this powerful event full of young people, where the president of the United States, for the first time in 45 years in the history of the March for Life, addressed the crowd. It was an amazing event and an amazing speech by this president from the Rose Garden, where he was surrounded by pro-life activists and some media, yet they did not do their job in reporting on it. But he had a powerful message of life. And of course, the message of the entire event was love saves lives. And there were nearly 750,000 people. And it was just a sweet, sweet spirit of love and celebration of life and mourning for 60 million babies that we've lost since the 1973 horrific Roe v. Wade decision.
And, you know, we've had previous presidents address the event, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, George W. Bush, but they've all been either pre-taped remarks or a live phone call. But this is the first time, that's why it's always historic, that a president addressed the event live. I really liked when he said, you know, the March for Life is a movement born out of love. And that is so true. You know, the millions of people that were there were not protesting. They were just there in a peaceful attitude of love to remember all these babies that have lost their lives.
Yeah, this is historic too. And when you see the young people that were gathered around President Donald Trump as he spoke eloquently on this issue in the Rose Garden, Matt, that reflected the demographic of the people who are there. I think what's amazing about the March for Life is, one, its size, certainly. I think it's hundreds of thousands. I don't know how many people ultimately were there, but there's this time-lapse video that goes on and on and on. People are moving very quickly because it's time-lapse, but it goes on and on and on. The streets are just completely full from sidewalk to sidewalk with people marching peacefully. But the other thing that I think is very encouraging is what you just said, maybe two-thirds of this crowd were millennials. These are young people. These are young men and women. These are people who are in college and high school. These are in the teens and 20s. These are our leaders that are taking the time out. And understand, they're in school at this time.
Right.
School has started for almost every one of those people who were there.
And they've come from all over the U.S.
They come from all over the U.S.
buses for hours to get
there. School bands come.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It's amazing.
And what it tells you is that the future is for life.
And that's what I was wanting to point out. The future is going in a direction to support the sanctity of human life.
Right.
I believe that we will look at a day, perhaps even in our lifetime, that abortion and Roe v. Wade is looked upon in shame and disgust, much like the Dred Scott decision and other horrible decisions in the past that affirmed slavery and so forth, that abortion may come to a complete and utter close within our lifetimes. That's my prayer. And the fact that you have these hundreds of thousands of young people passionate, chanting, praying, singing hymns as they were marching in defense of life, first of all, praising Jesus, but then secondly, supporting and defending the lives of his precious children. It is so encouraging to me. And these are the leaders of the future that are going to bring an end to abortion.
Well, and the difference between the attitudes, the continence, the expressions of the people at the March for Life on Friday, as compared to the people who then came for the so-called Women's March on Saturday, is like night and day. You have no anger, no animosity at the March for Life. And that's why Donald Trump said correctly that this is a movement born out of love.
Right.
Yet on the other hand, the so-called Women's March, which really isn't about women anyway, it's about abortion. That's all it's about. Let's just be honest. It's not about women. It's not about protecting women. It's about killing women in the womb.
Right.
It's about taking their lives and exploiting the mothers. But you have anger, you have hostility, you have a completely different kind of presence.
Vulgar pictures, you know? Oh, yes.
Let me talk about that for a minute, because I had no less than two separate cab drivers on the day of the March for Life, one, and on the day of the Women's March, another, that have been through a number of the March for Lives and have been through both last year's so-called Women's March and this year's Women's March. And these were unbiased. They weren't Christians. They didn't come down on one side or the other, but they both unsolicited, both of them, told Sarah and I the difference was astounding in the way that they were treated by the different people. They said the people in the March for Life were so kind and sweet and generous with their tips and everything else, and how the women's marchers treated them. They said they were hostile, they were rude. They also said that they noticed that they trash the area, they leave trash everywhere, as opposed to the March for Lifers, who they said cleaned it up in a pristine and policed the area in just a pristine way. So to have two different objective observers kind of draw those same conclusions that you're talking about, Matt, to me was just affirming of your point.
That's encouraging.
Well, you know, it's the difference between life and death. It's the difference between knowing Jesus and not knowing Jesus.
Light,
you know,
and darkness, yeah.
These people are there because they have a relationship with the Creator. They know that their Creator loves them, that He created them as a unique individual human being with respect and dignity, and that every life is valued, including and especially the most vulnerable that are in the womb. Whereas on the other hand, these women that have gathered, and some men on the other hand, they have an anger, and we need to pray for that. We need to pray that that anger is taken away, but it's only taken away when you lay down your sins and your burdens at the feet of the cross. And that's what I think is the obvious stark difference between the two. But the good news is that, yes, I know progress should be quicker than it is. I would hope that even at this moment, we would return to a sanctity of human life in this horrendous decision from the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade, back in 1973 would be reversed. But I also know that there is progress that's being made. And what you see here at the March for Life is a glimpse into the future. This is the future generation that's being raised up. These will be the people that ultimately will carry the baton across the finish line, Matt.
Yeah, no question about it. And by what I saw there, that should encourage every single person listening right now, because they were passionate.
Well, go to our website, Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. We're working on Capitol Hill. Jonathan Alexander was there on the platform at the March for Life, and he and our office in Washington, D.C. are working to protect the human life. We are working to now move the Senate to move to pass the bill that was passed on the day of the March for Life. The House passed a bill that would ultimately protect abortion survivors. These are children who were attempted to be aborted, but they survived the abortion. Right now, they're just killed. And that bill passed the House. We need to get the Senate to move as well. We're going to continue to stand for life in the courtrooms, in the halls of public policy, and in the public square as well. Visit Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Remember Liberty Council in your prayers and your financial support as we move forward to protect life in 2018.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.